WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the new year and doing new crab cakes. You know, I put an APB out earlier this week and on social media that I'm looking for crab cakes and oysters. So I've kind of breadcrumbed a little bit some things we're going to be doing, but we're ramping up the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Still have a handful of holiday cash drops to be giving these away next week in Catonsville, State Fair, El Guapo, and Beaumont, all kind of coming together, as well as the new Pit Beef joint they have over there. Great, great entrepreneurial friends of ours over in Catonsville will be at State Fair. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at WindoNation. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. And 60 months, zero financing. That's a better deal than they gave me. John Martin joins us now. It's playoffs around here. This is
playoffs. You're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, Steelers and Browns fans. We used to look down upon them about a couple 5 days ago, and we were in the playoffs. And now we're just all participatory visitors to the television.
I'm saving you a seat next to me. Come on over.
We're all in the draft. By the way, the draft is in Kansas City. I know you were looking forward to knowing that. How are you? Happy New Year and off season for football people and on season for those of us who picked winners last weekend. Luke and I made our picks last week, and I did okay, so I feel okay.
You know what? Picking winners last week, there was no bigger winner than the $1.3 billion plus winner in the state of Maine. And I've not read the details yet, but I'm sure that the winner won the state of Maine. I think with the cash value, they just hand them the keys to the governor's mansion. And now that winner will rule for eternity.
Gross domestic product now is completely owned by the winner of, but you know, last week you and I did some inside poker on lottery. There's a John Martin sitting up in Maine right now, and Maine's the big winner, right? Because there's a tax benefit to this, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Each state is different. And I'd be remiss if I acknowledge what each state's was. I don't know that. I don't know what Maine's tax structure is on that. As I mentioned, Maryland tends to be a little bit on the steep side with all the jurisdictions. Some states tax zero on lottery winnings. I don't know where Maine is in that whole spectrum, but nevertheless,
if you buy it in Maine, you got to claim it in Maine.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
Although unless you're going to Newfoundland, I don't know where you're going. If you're passing through Maine,
so listen, I think Maine's, have you been to Maine?
No, I admit. Regale me with your Maine story.
I had never been to Maine. All right. So, and I, when I was nationally syndicated, I was on the air in Portland, Maine, and I was on afternoon drive, and they flew me up. This was the week after the Ravens won the Super Bowl 2001. I had a lobster as big as me. So, you know what I'm saying? So I went one time and I did this like promotion. It was a radio promotion. I played bubble hockey with hockey players from the Portland Pirates, did this whole Nasty Nester thing. So it had been 20 years and I was in and out. I had never been to Bar Harbor. I'd never seen the blueberry fields and the mountains and all that. My wife and I did it to Chasing Springsteen to Moncton, New Brunswick. So I assure you, there's St. John's, there's New Brunswick, there's Moncton, there's Bay of Fundy, there's cheap lobster in the right time of season and delicious wild Maine blueberry pie. And then there's Nova Scotia. So I did go and I will heartily recommend that. It sounds like rocky beaches and lighthouses and all that. Yeah. Maine's okay in the summer. You should go to Maine, John.
There you go. This is brought to you by the Maine Tourism Council. That's great news. That's great. You know what else is great news?
Well, you have winners this week. Let me tell you,
we always have winners this week. And lo and behold, it wasn't here in Maryland, but right on the hot on the heels of the $1.3 billion, we had another Mega Million winners last night, $20 million. It's like being in the starting block and the gun goes off. Well, false start. Get back.
Do you feel bad when you only win $20 million when the week before it was $1.3 billion? I don't know, because you win $20 million, like I would think it would greatly change your life no matter what tax structure or what state you're in, right?
Yeah, I would say there's that oops going on there. You know, if they had just been able to hang on one more draw, they would have had real big money. But yeah, I think they'll take the $20 million winnings and they'll be all right. Maybe they'll go.
It's
to
like
Maine
the people that don't pay the dollar and add on and get right.
Man, we've got one of those in our win. I'm not going to embarrass the winner. We've got one of those in our winner stories. But you know, you go to mdlottery.com to hear wonderful stories about winners. And I hope you find one about this love. You know, these things go in cyclical patterns. You know, people win there, they don't win there. We have an inordinate number of people from Washington, D.C. and Virginia coming in poaching, coming into Maryland, winning our prizes and going home.
Contributing to the tax base, well, what they're doing.
We appreciate what they do for us. But Washington, D.C. resident, $100,000 on our new $10 six-figure scratch-off. And in fact, I counted them. $100,000 is in fact six figures. So promises made, promises kept. On that one for a Washington, D.C. resident. You can get all the details at mdlottery.com.
Maybe get them to move to Maryland. Maybe they'll feel good about our state now, right?
Well, yeah. And I love stories like this. Talk about persistence. There is something to be said for persistence, Nestor. I know your lovely wife, Jen, is very persistent when it comes to big jackpots. And I hope one day that comes.
She was really disappointed when she woke up somebody in Maine won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and then she heard your travel and tourism pitch, and I'm sure.
No, she's from New Hampshire. So oh, they she have knows a whole Maine. Thing. No, no, listen, New Hampshire people, they have a term for people from Maine. They call them maniacs. I'm not going to tell you what they call the people from Massachusetts.
No, let's not.
I'm not going to do that. But my wife has an anti-Maine. It's a New England thing. They don't like Vermont. They don't like, Rhode Island. Nobody hates Rhode Island, right? I mean, it's kind of right. Wow. I mean, yeah. Wow. I mean, everybody's nice to Rhode Island because it's tiny. But they're anti-Maine. Yeah. They are.
Wow. We had a lovely player from Frederick, a staunch racetracks player. Who and if those of you, your listeners and viewers who aren't familiar with racetracks, it is a simulated horse racing game that is played on monitors across the state.
When I'm in Costas, it looks like a real horse race. That's not a real race. That's racetracks. Okay.
And the odds on the horses are proportions of their number. So the favorite in every race is the number one horse, and the longest of long shots is the number 12 horse. And you can bet just like you do at a horse race. You can bet, trifectas and superfectas and all those fun things.
I get to do what I do at the track, which is not read the form and just bet on the name I like.
Sure. Right? You like the color. You like the color of the silks. There you go. So this gentleman buys the 10, 11, 12 trifecta, the longest of the long shots. Because when it comes in pretty hefty to the tune of $30,734. And he's done this now twice, once last year, once this year. But, you know, but that's a commitment, right? He's going to play these longest of long shots through the year. And when it hits, you know, it's a nice little win.
I can't imagine you're just sitting at the bar and you're playing the game at, you know, any of the how many locations? 4,000 now? How many you got?
4,400 locations.
Any of the 4,400 locations, and you play a long shot and 30 grand comes in and you're sitting there over some Oysters Rockefeller, right? And that's a good feeling. They have to come see you when they win that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and on their way to Annapolis. So, I mean, prizes over $25,000 are paid from the Annapolis vault. But up to $25,000, they can visit us here at MD or at Maryland Lottery headquarters. They can also
ask you, because you just said Annapolis. I wanted to ask you about this because with Wes Moore coming in this week, and we talked a lot about the state fund and where all the money goes and certainly the sports wagering and all of that for legislature, because I've talked to all sorts of people in different industries. Everybody goes to Annapolis, and you're a state agency, right? So everybody's good. I mean, the hospital association, the cannabis industry, just people that everybody's waiting on things to change and laws to change. What is the lottery business in regard to this sort of change? What should a knucklehead from Dundalk like me need to know about how that business is transacted?
Well, you hope that nothing changes. You know, we tend to be apolitical. You know, our beneficiaries cross both sides of the aisle. Our retailers cross both sides of the aisle. And yes, we happen to report to the sitting governor for the last 8 years, Governor Larry Hogan. Before that, Martin O'Malley. I mean, just you know, so you just wait your place in line. And when the new administration comes in and the dust settles as to who your new contacts are, you know, it's not unlike, here's a segue coming, Nestor.
Sure.
It's not unlike, you know, your beloved Ravens and my beloved Browns with now new offensive coordinators, wink, wink, potentially.
Or, hey, no, that's happened. No, you mean here.
Breaking news.
Jimmy Schwartz, my buddy Jimmy Schwartz got your job. I am now, don't tell anybody, I'm a closet Browns fan because I got like sort of family. Yeah, I mean, Jimmy's my dude, you know?
We are recording this, correct?
So if the Browns...
Is the recording working?
Can I say this? If the Browns win the Super Bowl...
Oh, please.
That's an if, all right? That's an if. But if the Browns win the Super Bowl, my friend will get a ring out of it.
He won with
the Eagles, and I felt good about it. Eagles winning. I won't feel good about that happening 3 weeks from now if it happens again.
You've already sold your soul, so that's all right. That's good. But it's a lot like that, you know. And of course, the governor would be more likened to the head coach changing. But anytime you have a regime change in any industry, there's always that little period of okay, let's just kind of business as usual until we find out what the new cadence is, what's the new rhythm. You know, what are the things that we can do? What are the things we can't do? What are the things that take a longer ramp up time? Who do we need to work with in the back channels to make sure that that we understand the directives and the policies in place? And that's going to take, hopefully, not too long, but it's going to take a little adjustment period. I mean, we're right now, we've just started the General Assembly session. You know that. It starts in early January. It runs to early April. And that's where all the laws happen, the business of the state happens, and we'll go through our budgetary sessions and our hearings and our command performances down there over the next several weeks. But the hope is by the time the General Assembly is done in the second week of April, we will have had a couple months under Governor Moore. We'll kind of know where our marching orders are, and then we'll be able to kind of hit our stride sometime in that second quarter of the year.
That's wild. You just say Governor Moore. It rolled off your tongue. Like I heard, it's the first time I've heard it as Governor Moore. You know, Wes comes on all the time and I love Wes and it's all good, but I haven't heard, I'm going to have to call him Governor now. Mueller's going to make me do that because I'm going to have to do that. But John Martin is here. He is, he's the governor and you're the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming.
It works better that way. Trust me, it works better that way.
Well, do I call you director? Or I just call you John.
No,
I'm not sure.
I think Your Excellency would be fine.
But that's okay. Well, Your Excellency, let me expand upon that because I want to give you a little oxygen here this week and sort of a slow news week because we always have so much news making up. And it's a big sports wagering weekend. These were the best games of the year last year. I mean, these were unbelievable games. Your business and the business of the Maryland Lottery, as a governor would see it, it's completely different than when Larry Hogan took over 8 years ago, as to when Larry Hogan took over 4 years ago, as to where it was a year ago, right? Like your business is dramatically different than Larry would have even dreamed it of 8 years ago. Excuse me, Governor Hogan. I could probably call him Larry now because he's about to go out. But I would think your business, as much as any other business, and you always, rightfully crow about how much money you put in the pot, number four in the state of all of the places that put money in, yours is uniquely different in that it's changed probably like when I talk about the cannabis space or maybe even the hospital space after COVID, but your industry's changed dramatically in the last 8 weeks, literally with mobile coming on, right?
Yes. And I could go back and get the contribution we made 8 years ago, in Governor Hogan's first year. I don't know what it is, but trust it to be significantly less than the $1.5 billion we delivered at the end of last fiscal year, and it will be less than the first check we deliver in the new Governor Moore administration. I mean, that's kind of the way the lottery and gaming business is structured, is that each year you're more than likely going to do a little bit better than you did the year before. And you relate it to other industries, whether it be healthcare or transportation or police. I mean, you look at any other funded program at a state or local level, and those things, I mean, you don't always have that. I mean, if anything, it's more the expenses, right? The expenses keep growing. Here, the revenue keeps growing. So,
and you have an obligation to make it grow, right?
That's absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's why we exist. I mean, people think we exist to pay them money. Spoiler alert: we don't exist. We exist solely to generate revenue so that the multitude of good causes that the state is obligated to fulfill get some funding to support that.
It's on the up and up. I mean, we're talking about sports wagering here. It was never on the up and up like 52 weeks ago, right? So just the fact that all of these people that are wagering, please do it responsibly again, but all of that now It's not a guy in an alley or whatever, the bookmaker guy. It's under your purview and now going to be under Governor Moore's purview as well.
Bill Miller is the head of the American Gaming Association in Washington, D.C. And Bill is a staunch believer in the fact that while this is a good start with regulating sports wagering, that there is still a much larger illegal black market on sports wagering that exists in this country. And that was the whole promise when things started to shift back in 2018 to legalizing and bringing states in on sports wagering, was to address the illegal market where you have no player protections, where you have no money coming in for state causes. And today, yeah, we've made a dent in that as a nation, but you know, it's hardly time to take a victory lap. You know, the war is not over. The battles still continue, and people still to this day continue to seek those other offshore illegal black market sports wagering options because they can. They're out there. So our
safety effort, and the up and up, yeah, that your oversight provides when I'm being inundated with any number of the casinos, you know, operating on television, radio, or otherwise, like at the end of the day, all this bluster you and I have been after for the last year and a half is to make sure that the bets are paid and it's on the up and up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope all the Ravens fan took the points last week. because that would make for it. And you know what? And we won't see the results again on the December wagers until January 10th. So when we talk after January 10th's release, we'll see how well the Ravens flock did this month.
Well, this is why I didn't bet last weekend, because I picked 37-16. I thought there would be the offensive line of the Bengals was going to hold up. You know, the good news for all of us is I don't think the Bengals can win. So we won't have them anymore to worry about. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming and the sports game. Anything you want to say about sports wagering here in the next couple of weeks? Because it is going to slow down to some degree from that perspective after the Super Bowl. But this is sort of the most wonderful time of the year where television, weather, we're all captive. The games are usually really good. These are the seven best games of the year. And I would think that you couldn't wager on it from your phone a year ago. I would think there'd be a lot of activity the next month.
There will absolutely be a lot of activity. And I heard on the drive in this morning, a great radio spot from our partners at the Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling, that please have a plan, budget your time, budget your money. Enjoy it for the entertainment value it is. No one should be making wagers to manage financial obligations. So just, you know, enjoy it, but treat it for what it is and be respectful of the process. And please, please play responsibly.
Well, responsible would be the thing that was circulating on the internet the other day, that Darren Rovell, apparently when the Chargers were up 27-0, someone bet like $1 million that they would win. And lost. I mean, obviously somebody probably has some wherewithal, you know, to do that, but
sure.
It's an amazing thing where people go in believing something in game, and just be careful, everybody. Cause I got a lot of people out there that love sports and have a good time with it. You know, be careful what you're doing here this weekend. And if you took the Ravens, cash it in last weekend, if you got your
points. That's right. Hey, you know what else you're gonna have some fun with? This is our 50th anniversary year. Nestle.
I've heard the jingle and I love that song.
And good. Well, you'll be hearing a lot more, and you can go to mdlottery.com and click on the 50th year button on the website and see all the new games and new promotions coming down the line that people will be able to enjoy new tickets. And we'll be talking about more of them as they come out in the weeks ahead, new fun games, promotions, and somewhere along the line, we could have lucky winners winning up to $5 million. How's that for a tease?
I think I know some people at the Maryland Lottery, and I really want to get the Wishbone old school 1981 logo for my crab cake tours in March and April and May, and my oyster tours after that. So okay. I'm going to try to talk to somebody at the Maryland Lottery, see if I can arrange that. I have a few holiday cash drops still left here. We're going to be giving these away next Friday. We're going to be in Catonsville State Fair. Our friends at El Guapo and Beaumont, Evan, everybody over there, Keith, great family to us from before COVID. One of the inspiration for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation. And John, I know we've had exciting times right here. you're not going to give $1.3 billion away this week, but we can maybe work our way back to that to get my wife all worked up. All right.
Powerball jackpot, $439 million. So
that's all.
It's a good start.
All right. My wife's on the Powerball now. She's off of Mega Millions. Now it's been hit twice this week. Appreciate you, John. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. You could find him as well out at the front of Baltimore Positive with these enlightening, sometimes educational, and sometimes anti-Cleveland, anti-Raven, because we have a little bit of fun. It's not even Guardians. It's baseball season. Now it's Guardians Orioles. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, sporting my Drug City shirt for March 3rd in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.